Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help you in your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, we're going to talk more about the God story, how our story fits in the God story, but also in that, just how the truth of Scripture comes out in those stories. And today, we're going to talk just a little bit about Psalm 119 and kind of the truths that are in it, but even more specifically, how do they touch our lives and what does it mean to us?
Well, it's one of my favorite Psalms. I like the Psalms because they're so representative of the heart that God wants us to experience, wants us to have. David lived a very imperfect life, but he lived a very connected life. And that's what the Psalms amplify for me. You know, you can almost divide all of them down into two parts. This is the struggle that I'm in, and this is how I feel about God. And he just kind of goes back and forth through all of the Psalms, and it's very encouraging.
Well, yeah, and how I feel about God, but how God showed up and what he did in the midst of that, Goliath, or the things with Saul, or just all the different things in his life, all the ups and downs.
Well, and the Bible is our personal resources. We call it the God mm-hmm. story, and it's our personal resource in our experiences of life, and that's one of the things we love about the heart that's revealed in the Scripture. Greater, and it points us toward eternal life because, you know, we've been made for something bigger.
So we may not be completely organized about this, but we're just going to go through some verses and kind of what they maybe mean to us or how they've affected us in our actual daily life.
Yeah, and I think as we enter into a few of the passages uh-huh. in Psalm 119, it's the longest psalm, so you could read it and look at it forever. We've highlighted a few things, but one of the things that strikes me about the Word of God is that it's a freedom giver. It brings freedom into our lives. And mm-hmm. as we go into Psalm 119, I like this quote out of John 8, a very famous guy. His name is Jesus. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly followers of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about when we look at the Scriptures. It's the freedom that is brought about by the entrance of God's word into our lives.
And it's the freedom that's brought about by the first part of that verse, which is, if you are disciples, if you follow me. That's such a popular cultural phrase right now, the truth will set you free. But, you know, the truth is kind of subjective.
it is in our culture.
Yeah.
But that, you know, and Jesus is the way. He's the truth and he is the life. It's mm-hmm. not that he just taught about those things. He is those things. Mm-hmm. And that's very empowering to us.
Okay. So Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Tell me what that means.
Well, being a camper kind of a guy, you know, we've got a cabin and we do things with kids and families all year long and have been doing it for many years. There's something about the other night, the moon was shining, and mm-hmm. it's really incredible how light things can be when the moon shines. But there are nights that are just like so pitch black.
Uh-huh.
And even in our cabin and in the trails right around our cabin, I know my way around. But, you know, if there is no light coming from the moon,
you still stumble over a branch.
Yeah. And there aren't any residual lighting out there because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere in an Iowa cornfield. But, you know, that idea of having a light, a lamp to my feet mm-hmm. so that you can see where your feet are going. So the Bible is a lamp to my feet so that I'm not going to stumble.
Uh-huh.
And that's a huge part of what it accomplishes in our lives.
And yours is an outdoor one. Mine is an indoor work idea, is that when my last job, I would have to match up a client to the best program for them. And it was a brain training business. And what was interesting is that I would have their test results, and the test results would tell me what it thought I needed. But I always confirmed it by talking to the people. And
sure.
Every now and then, it happens so rarely, but every now and then, you know, I couldn't get the client to talk about we couldn't seem to match them up. And I'd be like, on the inside of me, I'd feel like a deer in the headlights. Like, I don't know what to say next. I don't know where to go from here because this just isn't matching.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always just ask God, show me the next step. I don't know where to go from here. And by the time they were done talking, he'd always given me the next question or illuminated something as to where to go. And it was just a relief to me to go, God is with me at work.
Well, and how many times have you experienced that? You don't know where to go. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden you find that creativity, that spark, and it comes from God. So your word's a lamp to my path, but it also amplifies into the fact that it's a lamp to your feet, but it's also a light to your path. Mm-hmm. So it's not only taking care of not stumbling, but it's also telling you where to go, because you can get lost pretty easily. In any analogy that you use, you can kind of bump from side to side. And if you want to stay on the path, the word of God accomplishes that for us.
Mm-hmm. So verse 9 is, how did you keep your way pure? Keeping it according to his word.
Well, Psalm 119, you know, there are so many things in the scriptures. I think about how the Proverbs have just helped me immensely in my life as a man, because it's so clear. It's laid out so clearly about what it looks like to stay on the path and to be on the path. And so for me, a young man keeping his way pure, which obviously I'm not young anymore, but I practiced this while I was a young man. Well, if I knew what God's word said, and I always course corrected based on what God had to say from his word, well, that kind of kept me, you know, coloring in the lines is what I always said.
Yeah. For me, one of the things I had to learn about keeping my way pure is men have their own purity in terms of sexual life, but for women, I think it can look different. We have our own sort of porn. And it's more of a romantic. It's like, who would I marry if something happened to my husband? Or
you've never thought that.
romance novels that, you know, just anything you escape into emotionally that takes you away from being committed to what you're supposed to be. It's the same as a guy. It just looks different in some of those ways.
Well, and being human, we are always looking for ways of escape, but there are ways of escape that come from the word of God, which is, I think, what Psalm 119 is trying to explain to us, how God will guide us through and he'll deliver us through the word of God. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, and even though you may look at life differently, the net result is the same.
So I have a question for you. In verse 50, it says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me." I just can't imagine that you don't have an example of that. I couldn't think of one, but I bet you do.
Well, there are many challenges in life, you know, whether mm-hmm. you're watching the distresses of other people or experiencing your own. And when you find yourself in the midst of affliction, and whether you're experiencing it personally or watching somebody go through it, the whole idea that God's word shows up and revives us. It may revive me in the area of hope. Like I might see a hopeless situation, and then God says, "Now wait a minute. You know, I give you a future and a hope that transcends this world." So there are a lot of different passages from the scriptures that help me in the middle of my affliction. Part of it's keeping perspective, but part of it's holding on to the promises that God has made. And I need faith. I need hope. Mm-hmm. It's so critical to my life as a human being, but also as a spiritual man.
And what you said reminded me of something when you said that God reminds you of hope. That's one of the things I love about his word, too, is just as I go through the day, there's a reminder of, you know, be forbearing with that person, be long-suffering. But then there are times where he says, "I want you to hold back. This is not about you. I'm working something in them." And he just gives you sort of a daily wisdom in each incident that you run across, either with people or just, you know, I've been driving along and something irritates me and God just reminds me of the word arrogance. Like, who are you to be so arrogant? I hate those times, but they're also really good times. Like, thank you, God, that you aren't going to let, nothing escapes you. You're not mean about it. You're just trying to draw me close to you into obedience.
Today, Bernadette and I are talking a little bit about Psalm 119, and it's just so filled. It's the longest Psalm. Mm-hmm. And so it's a treasure. It's like a treasure trove of things that you can find. This one in 97 and 98, "Oh, how I love your law. It's my meditation all the day." Now, that's huge right there. My meditation all the day. "Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies. They belong to me and they are ever mine." I just love that picture that's painted mm-hmm. there. What do you see when you mm-hmm. see that?
Well, I was going to ask you the same thing, because I look at wiser than my enemies. I know I've experienced that. I couldn't come up with an exact experience.
Well, it's not so much that I think the word of God makes you wiser. It's that when you are aware of and following the word of God, your thought processes and your conclusions are just going to be different from somebody who doesn't have the Word of God. So, you know, you're faced with a fork in the road, and you're considering and you're meditating in God's Word, because you're not just doing it as a process. You're doing it as a way of life, and God is able to direct you then at that fork in the road. Uh-huh. I want you to go left. I want you to go right. And then maybe looking back when you're down the road a little ways, you can go, oh, wow. Uh-huh. I had no idea.
Uh-huh. He brought me wisdom, and I was too naive to recognize it.
That whole idea, too, of being my meditation all the day long, what I think I've learned as a Christ follower is that I open my conversation with God when I wake up in the morning. Sometimes I do it at night when I wake mm-hmm. up, for whatever reason it might be. And I open that conversation and I try to close it at the end of the day and have it be an ongoing dialogue. It's not like I have to pray 7 times a day or 25 times right. a day. It's a conversation. And mm-hmm. so there's really nothing that I can't include God in that conversation. And that includes, you know, what I'm watching, what I'm experiencing, you know, what's happening at work, what's happening at home, whatever that might be.
And just my emotional reaction to all those things. Those are the things I think in my life anyway, God wants to rein in just to make me more committed, not more committed, but closer to Him, walking with Him closer and closer and maturing my heart.
Absolutely. Psalm 119, pretty cool. Did you have any other observations from it, or was that pretty much what you
that was
laid
it.
Out? Well, I had a couple more in Psalm 119, verse 130, the unfolding of your words. And I like that picture, unfolding. Mm-hmm. The unfolding of your words gives light, and it gives understanding to the simple. And you look at that and you go, duh, you know, like the simple. No, it's not talking about that kind of simplicity. It is talking about naive. In mm-hmm. fact, that's a better translation of that word, if I remember right. So the unfolding of your words bring light. So as they unfold into the light and the darkness and the gray of my life, it gives understanding when I am naive. And even in following God all of these years, I'm still naive in different things.
Yes, I can totally agree with that. When you asked me if I had more, it was more about, I thought you were talking about that verse. This one has been so instructive to me to see when I just didn't know how to think on something or where to go. Yeah, that total naivete on, I just don't get this about this situation or about this going on in my life. And He gives me such clarity sometimes, and not even at the moment. He just directs me through it. And then, like you said, you look back and go, oh my goodness, what I learned and just how He showed me and brought me through that. It's such a relief.
Capping off Psalm 119 today and kind of transitioning to a couple of other things we'd like to touch base on. Let my request, this is out of 170, so you can see it has a lot of verses. 119, 170. Oh my goodness. And but again, this psalm is worth taking the time to mm-hmm. mine the things that are there, because it's all about David's experiences with the Word of God. Let my request come before you. Deliver me according to your word. And that whole idea that we would be constantly asking God about this question or that question. And basically, the Word of God is eternal, and it does have the power to deliver us and guide us. It's not just causing us to escape a bad situation, but to navigate the things that are in our
lives. And it wasn't just
lives.
Living back then. It's still a living thing today.
Hey, let's see, a couple things coming up. I have a book that I wrote a while ago. It's about story. It's called Curious Journey. And if you're interested in getting your hands on that, go to fourstream.com. You'll see it over on the side next to the masthead, right below the masthead. It's an order thing. You can get an ebook, or you can get a copy of it. It's not very expensive. It's not a long read, but it's a great consideration of story. And I'm also writing another book right now on the kingdom. In mm-hmm. fact, it's curiously entitled The Kingdom. So we'll be telling you and talking to you about that as time passes. And then we've got this other cool thing going on, and it's I feel kind of breathless because there are so many things to fit in this amount of time. But we'd like to also invite you to some kingdom training classes, and you can also mm-hmm. find those at fourthstream.com. Go to fourthstream.com and click on that radio button right up at the top.
Together we are finding hope at fourthstream.com.
Did I mention it's a picture of you and I at the radio button?
No.
Extra treat.
Wow.